And then we have to look. Why was he terminated? Well, he was terminated by acts that he did before he was even hired. We can point to no policy in the Lamar's handbook, nor the Lamar's Police Department rules of conduct, rules and guidelines that say, if you do any one of these things prior to putting on a uniform for us, you could be fired at any time. We have to look back at what was going through the chief's head. And I would agree with him wholeheartedly and 100% that he was trying to put out a fire here. But on Sunday, he learns that one of his officers, prior to putting on a uniform, had made these comments and made these posts to a private group. Two days later, he turns around and issues him a notice of termination. Only 2 days. First, he suspends him on Sunday, and then Tuesday morning, we get a notice of termination. Was that enough time for him to look at the context of these posts? Was that enough time for him to interview people and get to the bottom of what really happened like we did? I would probably propose to you that investigation was basically backwards thinking. Right from day one, Mr. Singer was going to be terminated. There's no doubt in my mind that was in the chief's head. He is obligated to look into all the facts and to look at, dive into this like we have, and determine whether this demotion, whether the suspension, or this termination would be arbitrary. What policy did Jeremy make? What policy did he violate prior to his employment? He couldn't have violated a policy prior to his employment because he wasn't even employed. I would propose to you that what Jeremy has done is wrong, incredibly wrong. However, it doesn't rise to the level of termination.